Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
As I was sitting here, I was looking at the time. For in a rare occasion, this is one of the rare occasions when the preacher is interested to finish the sermon before you are willing to go from here. Because I have to catch a plane in about 4 hours. About 4 hours and 45 minutes. So, I am going to finish the sermon very shortly. So, please just be mindful of the time. I'm going to finish it off. And please sit in the presence of God with a desire to hear from the Word of God. Praise the Lord. The Lord has a message to speak to us this morning time. Sometimes we make messages after preparing for it. But sometimes the Lord impresses upon you to speak about a matter. For those who came yesterday night for the Saturday meeting at Pastor Thomas Matthew's house, we had a sister from Italy whose name was Laura, and she came and shared from her testimony and from her life. And in what she spoke, there was one thing that stuck in my mind, and the Holy Spirit started ministering to my heart. This was a lady who was having a very good job in the corporate world. She resigned from her job, and the Lord called her to a ministry in India. She is an Italian lady. She has got nothing to do with India. But the Lord opened her eyes to the need of a vast country like India. And I was thinking over it, that a foreign lady being so passionate about winning souls for India. And the Lord put in my heart a word that I want you to open your Bibles to. I want to take a portion from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. And verse number 11. Can we all open our Bibles, please? Is going to translate along with that. It says that he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. Except for that, no one can find the work that God does from beginning to end.
Fulfilling in your life.
shall shine like the stars forever and ever.
Yeah, ninne avare
on the water. But we are ambassadors of God and we are disciples of Jesus Christ. Maybe you are a nurse in a hospital. You are just influence other people and win them to Christ. This afternoon, I want all the heads to be bowed at this moment. What is the meaning of our life? Is our life still unfulfilled? This afternoon. Look at that lady, Laura from Italy, who is having a passion to reach Indians for the glory of God. Are we even caring about our own people? May the Lord work in our hearts. If you pray, God will open up doors for you. Ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, give me the words to speak, and He will give you the words to speak to other people. I talk to the young people at school. Ask the Lord, Lord, give me the right word and let me be able to witness to my friends in my school.
Jesus' name I pray. Amen.